谢谢那个作曲替我的那个翻译啊。
Thank George for my translation.
那今天声音就沙哑了。
So today I don't have a good throat to speak.
那你的耳朵就辛苦了。
So you may be tiresome for your ear.
但是我相信神的话语还是会跟你说话。
But I believe God's word will continue to speak to you.
他会让你的心来明白他的意思。
He will let your heart to understand his own words.
那你知道我们做牧师的人，传道人的。
As you understand, we preachers.
很多时候我们就带你是穿越时空。
And a lot of time we are here to bring you to go beyond the space and time.
那我带你去2000年耶稣的时代。
So today I'm going to bring you to 2000 years ago in the time of Jesus.
带你到3000年大卫所罗门的时代。
So I'm going to bring you 3000 years ago at the time of David and Solomon.
带你到4000年前亚伯拉罕的时代。
And 1700 years ago, the time of Abraham.
那你可以理解一样，这样穿越时空的意思，就是说有很多的事情是那个时候发生，现在不一定有的。
The reason why we need to go through the time and space is because the background of the time is different from now.
那或者是那个时候发生的事情，我们现在不一定理解的。
So whatever happened before may not easy for us to understand.
所以当我带你穿越时空的时候
，So
其实要让你看一些可能今天你不一定明白的事情。
So what the reason why I'm trying to bring you to the time back then is to help us to understand.
比方来说，今天我们看的。是路加福音十六章。
For instance, today we are going to focus our attention to Luke chapter 16.
当然，我们只有读了一节。
Of course, we just read one verse only.
但是我们要看的是三十一节。
And however, we are going to read through the entire 31 verses.
第一节是题目的来源。
The very first verse is the beginning of the theme.
那我的题目就是。浪费的管家
and my thing is the wasteful manager.
当然，我的意思就是说，你不要做一个浪费的管家。
Of course, I'm here to tell you not to be a wasteful manager.
所以，当我们看到这个浪费的管家的时候
，and therefore, when we see this wasteful manager,
我们从里面所讲的内容要明白怎么样去。不要做一个浪费的管家。
So through the passage, we need to understand how not to be a wasteful manager.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们知道你有恩典，有怜悯。
Dear Lord Jesus, we know you are merciful and great with grace.
虽然我的喉咙有难处，但是神啊，你的话语还是会释放，让弟兄姊妹能够听到。
Even though I do have tough time with my throat, but you are the one who can let brothers and sisters hear.
让他们能够明白你的话语。
So they can understand your own words.
在他们的生命当中有所改变。
So their life can be transformed.
更明白你的旨意。
Can have a deeper understanding of your words.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那我刚才已经说嘛，穿越，要穿越时空。
Like what I have mentioned before, let's go through the time.
所以你要理解，当我们看路加福音十六章的时候。
And therefore, when we focus our attention on Luke chapter 16,
那些跟耶稣交往的人。
For those people who had interaction with Jesus.
或者是在耶稣那个时代的人。
Or the people of the time.
都是有神在他们生命的。
They all have the understanding of God.
因为他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Because they are the descendant of Abraham.
所以他们对旧约，我们现在的旧约是非常理解的。
So they do have a very clear understanding of the Old Testament.
他们对 尼赛亚的期待他来临呢是非常有这种的心的。
So they do have an assurance and anticipation of the coming of Messiah.
而且在他们那个时候，他们有很多的事情是他们当时会做的事情，不一定是我们今天明白的事情。
And they also have some customs that they do very commonly. However, may not be understandable for our circumstance.
有多少人在用 WeChat？
How many people are using WeChat right now? May you raise your hand? How many people are using WeChat?
我想一下，二十年前。
Let's think about 20 years ago.
我就穿越到二十年前。
Let's go through the time machine to 20 years ago.
我跟你说，微信你知道是什么吗？
If I tell you there is something called WeChat, would you understand?
你明白吗？
Would you, do you have a clear understanding?
对我们基督徒来说，
to us Christians,
可能含有一点点的意思。
Of perhaps we it carries some meaning.
因为在中文的那个微信是好像是微小的星星一样。
Because WeChat, in Chinese, it literally translate could also mean little faith.
那但是你当你再理解下去，肯定这个意思完全不同。
Of course, when we just look at this acronym, we have no idea what does this mean.
所以穿越时空就是到一些地方、一些时代讲的话。
And therefore, when we use as a time machine to pass through the time and space, we may not fully understand the background of the time.
所以当我们要明白这个十六章，路加福音十六章的时候，
And therefore, if we are trying to understand chapter 16 of the Gospel of Luke,
有些用词也要穿越时空。
Some of the phrases used there, we need to go to the background in order to understand it.
第一个需要学习的
The very first thing we need to understand
就是当我们看到这个浪费的管家给人家告发之后
And first is that when we find out this wasteful manager has been accused
他后来所做的事情
All the things he has done afterwards
那我们就发觉这个人很奇怪哦。
And therefore, we realize this person is quite interesting.
有一个用词描述他所做的事情。
There's a phrase describe what he has done.
叫不义的钱财。
It's called unrighteous money.
不义的钱财对你来说是什么意思？
So let's see this phrase, unrighteous money. What does it mean to you?
偷回来的钱
Perhaps the money has been stolen.
打劫回来的钱
Perhaps you robbed the money.
或者是瞒了政府没有交税的钱
Or you, this is tax evasion from the government.
是什么
Oh, what does it mean to you? Unrighteous money.
总之你觉得就是不是做好事情而得来的钱
In short, you may conclude this is money you get it from an unjust mean.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
赞同吗?
Would you agree?
举手来看看好不好?
If you agree, would you raise your hand?
如果有机会你教主义学的时候,你会这样去教的,对吗?
If you are giving opportunity to teach Sunday school, perhaps that's the way you will conduct.
但是我现在带你穿越两千年
however,
耶稣的时代
However, I'm going to bring you to 2,000 years ago at the time of Jesus.
原来这紧张的这个路加福音十六章
And actually for the entire chapter 16 of Gospel of Luke
可以说建基在明白不义的钱财这一个事情上
And actually we should pay attention to understand the meaning of unrighteous money
原来在他们那个时代
And actually at the time of Jesus
不义的钱财是每个人都明白的
The phrase unrighteous money is clearly understood by everyone
而我们今天错误的理解了
However, today we have misinterpreted
原来不义的钱财当时是这样解释的。
And actually, the unrighteous money was interpreted this way back then.
如果你是一个财主
If you are a wealthy person,
你要将你的一半分给穷人
You are supposed to make the half of your possession to the poor.
如果你没有将这个应该分给穷人的钱分出去的话这个就叫不义的钱财
If you did not take the half of the, your possession to the poor, then this money is considered unrighteous money.
那我们举一个例子来说了
Let me give you an example.
那今天秋牧师有$2,000,000的身家
For instance, if I have $200 million possession, wealth.
我是不是财主啊？
Am I a wealthy person?
肯定是了吧。
Of course I am.
那如果是这样的话
If this is the case,
我需要分多少钱出去
And how much I should give the money away?
一半。
That's half, $100 million.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
我这一堂呢就将50,000,000捐出去。
How about I just give $50 million away?
50,000,000捐出去。
I donate $50 million.
大家觉得我是谁啊
So, how are you going to view me?
大善人。
A very generous person, isn't it?
对不对
Isn't it?
50,000,000美金哦。
$50 million.
捐出去的时候，可能市长都要接近我了。
If I donate $50 million, perhaps I will be visited by mayor.
但是在当时耶稣的时代，那些人看着这个人会说什么？他不义。
However, at the time of Jesus, people will view this wealthy person as an unrighteous person.
他有一笔50,000,000的不义的钱财
Because he still possessed $50 million considered as unrighteous money.
听得懂没有
Do you understand now?
所以他本来要捐1亿出去的
So he is supposed to donate $100 million away.
但是捐了50,000,000
And however, he only donated $50 million.
只有50,000,000叫不义的钱财
And therefore, the rest of $50 million is considered unrighteous money.
所以当你去看路加福音19章的时候
And therefore, when we pay our attention to Luke chapter 16,
有个矮矮的那个
19, and there is a very short man,
tax collector.他叫撒该
His name is Zacchaeus.
他爬上那个桑树上边
He climbed up to a fig tree.
是看耶稣
So he tried to take a look.
耶稣说好了
On Jesus.
撒该你上来我今天在你家里住
And Jesus looked up say Zacchaeus come down from the tree. I'm going to stay in your house tonight.
然后那个撒该怎么说啊
And what was the reply from Zacchaeus?
他很开心嘛。
He was joyful.
他说我会将我财产一半捐给穷人。
And he said, I'm going to donate half of my possession to the poor.
还要将我骗人家、讹诈人家的还他四倍。
And whoever I have deceived, I'm going to return 4 times more.
耶稣怎么说啊
And what was the reply from Jesus?
救恩。领到这个家了
Salvation will come to your house today.
当一个人就是财主
When a wealthy person
履行他当时应尽的责任
When he exercised his own obligation
他就看到救恩就领到这个家
Then the salvation will come to his house.
所以当我们来看紧张路加福音十六章的时候
And therefore, when we read chapter 16 of Gospel Luke,
当你明白了什么叫不义的钱财的时候
Once you understand what does it mean of such a thing as righteous money,
你就在穿越时空当中明白十六章了
Then through the time machine, you will understand chapter 16.
因为从十六章的架构来说
Because from the structure of chapter 16,
当我做架构的时候
，When I mentioned about this frame outline of chapter 16,
就是说从第一节到三十一节
，which is means that from the very first verse to the very last verse, 31st.
就是在主后十三世纪英国大主教将它分成一章一章的时候。
Which this chapter has been divided and made by a bishop,
Archbishop,
Archbishop, in 16th century, 13th century.
在那个时候，他将这个这一章成为一章。
When he made this context into one chapter,
就是我们所说的一到三十一节
which is verse 1 to verse 31.
他一定有一个特殊的原因。这样来将这个经文变成一章的。
There is a purpose why he made those verses together as one chapter.
我们今天也是这样看它。
Today we also pay attention to this chapter.
整章来看。
We are going to read through the entire chapter.
所以从第一节我们看到主题了。
So the very first verse, we understand the theme of the chapter.
我给他就是说是一个浪费的管家。
So I will name this chapter as the unrighteous manager.
目的就是要你不要做这个浪费的管家。
The very purpose is for you not to be an unrighteous manager.
然后从十九到三十一节。
And however, from verse 19 to verse 31,
讲了一个比喻。
It's a parable.
这个比喻里面有两个人物。
In this parable, there are two characters here.
叫财主与拉撒路。
And one is the rich man, and the other one is Lazarus.
财主。
Rich man.
财主有什么事情发生啊？
So what happened to this rich man?
跟不义的钱财有什么关系啊？
And what does it have to do with unrighteous money?
好了。我们先来讲一下十九到三十一节这个比喻。
So let's pay attention to verse 19 to verse 31 first.
我希望你完全理解三点。
So I would like to wish that you could understand three points here.
你理解这三点之后，再回到我们再看第二到十八节。
If you can get hold of these three points, then we can return back to the prior portion of the chapter.
那十九到三十一节这个财主与拉撒路的故事里面
，In the story of the rich man and Lazarus, in verse 19 to 31.
第一，你要理解到从二十三到二十五节。
Then we need to understand from verse 23 to 25.
那你讲到财主在那个地狱里面很辛苦啊。
It was talking about this rich man, now he is in Hades, suffering.
有火啊。
There was a blaming fire.
他求那个拉撒路，亚伯拉罕叫拉撒路用指头尖尖一些水来舔舔他的舌头。
So he called to Abraham, asked him to have pity on him, to ask Lazarus to dip the tip of his fingertip in water to cool his tongue.
指头沾成水有多少
？So how much water you can get from the tip of your finger？
肯定没我这个你多这么多。
Definitely not more than the water bottle I'm having here。
但是对那个财主已经觉得是哎呀幸福的不得了了。
And however, to this rich man, he will consider on the water on the tip of the finger is a luxury to have。
但是我们要理解这第一点。
And first, we need to understand one point.
虽然他在哪里很痛苦,
even though he was suffering in Haiti,
他没有喊冤,
he didn't think it's unjust.
或者是 innocent.
He think he was suffer and yet he was innocent.
这个没有喊冤的事情你要理解哈。
You must understand that he didn't cry out saying this is an unjust punishment.
有多少人看过包青天的那个戏啊？
I don't know how many of you have seen a storytelling of a just judge in a Chinese folktale.
每次这个包青天说假。
And each time the just judge say punish,
就是拉出去要 杀掉了。
Which means death penalty.
那但是呢，每次拉出去的时候，人家都怎么喊呢？冤枉啊，冤枉啊，冤枉啊。
And yet each time the criminal had been dragged outside to be killed, the criminal will cry out, say, I have been wrong, I have been wrong.
你就知道，明显我们都知道包青天没错的，他是真的应该受死刑的，但是还是会喊冤的。
And yet for us, audience, when we see the story, we will understand, of course, those people who cried out, they have been wrong, they are justly being punished.
第一点，没有喊冤。
First, we need to understand this rich man didn't cry out, he has been wrong.
第二点。
Secondly,
26节。
Verse 26.
亚伯拉罕对那个财主说，
Abraham said to the rich man,
在你我之间有一个深渊限定。
Between us, you and between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place.
要吗？你就在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Either you're in the bosom of Abraham,
要么你就在下面受引，那个就火来去一直在烧，很痛苦。
Or you will be in the place of Hades, which has been burned by the ever-ceasing fire.
记得没有在中间原松在哪里的。
And please understand that there is no bridge or anything between the chasm.
第三点。
Certainly.
29节。
Verse 29.
当那个财主叫亚伯拉罕差拉撒路回到他的五个兄弟那边，将神的话语，他在这里很辛苦，叫他们要好好做人。
After the rich man plead to Abraham, ask Abraham to send messengers to the earth and to warn his own brothers not to live a righteous life in order not to come to Hades in the future.
但是亚伯拉罕怎么说呢？
And yet Abraham replied,
有律法跟先知。
That they already have the law and the prophet.
他们可以读了。
Let them listen.
才就说不行的，如果有一个人复活是不同的。
And the rich man said, No, Father Abraham, it is different if someone come back from the dead.
亚伯拉罕
warned them.
亚伯拉罕是先知，只要他们有这个先知律法来读，读了就不会来到这里了。
And Abraham insists that as long as they have the law and the prophet, that it's enough for them to consider not to come to this place.
所以第三点是什么呢？
And therefore, what is the third point?
人得救是公平的。
That the salvation for everyone is fair.
每个人都有机会的。
That all of us do have opportunity.
19-31节。
From verse 19 to verse 31.
3
points. 3 points.
没有喊冤。
The rich man didn't cry out unjust.
有深渊限定。
There is a chasm between two places.
人得救是人人公平的。
That for a person to receive salvation is we are all standing on the equal ground.
留心这一个比喻里面这三点。
So please understand these 3 points.
然后我们现在回到第二节到十八节。
And then let's turn back to verse 2 to verse 18.
主题是浪费的管家。
The theme is the wasteful manager.
目的叫你不要做浪费的管家。
The purpose is to warn us not to be a wasteful manager.
有三点。
3 points.
学习。
We need to learn.
第一点就是聪明的做事情。
First, we need to do things wisely.
你从第八节里面可以看到。
From verse 8, we could understand.
那我呢，就不读了，你来读了。
So I won't read it, I'm going to ask you to read it.
你读第八、第九节。
So you read verse 8 and verse 9.
好，一起来读。主人就快了。
The master commended dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings.
这里谁赞赏那个浪费的管家聪明?
Now, who is the person who gives praise to this wasteful manager? Who is the person?
主人嘛?
The master.
你要留意是主人赞赏他。
Please pay attention. It is the master who gives praise to this dishonest manager.
浪费的管家浪费了谁的钱?
Now, this wasteful manager wastes money, and now whose money does this money belong to?
是主人嘛?
It's the master's money.
如果是他旁边的朋友说,哇,你真聪明哦。
If they are the people next to the manager say, now, hey, you are wise.
这个聪明不算数。
Then this won't consider as wisdom.
这个意义不同。
It's not considered, it doesn't carry the same weight.
也意义不同。
It has a different meaning.
主人。 赞赏他聪明.
It is the master who commended the dishonest manager.
所以表示主人真的很欣赏他这样做法.
And therefore, it is the manager who really praised this whatever this man is doing.
第八节有一些用词又要穿越时空去理解的了.
So there are all some phrases used in verse 8 we need to understand by bring us all back to the background then.
一个就是光明之子,
one is the children of light.
一个就是今世之子,
and also the children of this world.
光明之子是什么意思?
And what does it mean, the children of light?
今世之子又是什么意思?
And what does it mean, the children of the world?
你可能说光明当然就是做事光明履落了。Perhaps
you say the children of light is someone who is very transparent and doing things without hiding things.
做事情做得很好了。Perhaps
they are considered upright people.
就好像我们呢。Perhaps
people like us. We Christians are like that.
做事情呢，常常到公司里面都给人家欺负的。We
are the person who has been ridiculed and put down at work.
不像这些近视之子。We
are not like the children of the world.
聪明到拖着那老板的脚。They
are brown-nosed people.
哎呀，晓得怎么样去走一些路可以。
They know how to cut corner in order to benefit themselves.
但是如果你用这个观念去理解第八节,
and however, if you use this type of understanding to read verse 8,
好像勉强可以解释,
perhaps you can somewhat make sense out of it.
但是你自己解释之后都不接受的。
And however, no matter how you do it, you feel it's kind of forceful.
那我们今天是做坏事情还是做好事情?
And today, then we need to do something good or do something bad.
我们是不是要跟这些近视之子做这些表面做得好，其实做得不好的事情?
Should we just be like the children of the world and do something like they are doing?
那总是可以给主人赞赏吗?
Should we follow them so we can be commended by the master?
你能够解释得了吗?
Can you truly reason this out and convince yourself?
肯定不能了。Of
course not.
所以这个解释就是又要回到当时耶稣时代他们都明白的一个方向。And
therefore, in order to interpret this, we need to go back to history, to the background of Jesus' time.
也可以在经文当中找出一些 那个原因的。
And we can sort out the reason from the context as well.
我们先来看看十四、十五节。
Let's focus on verse 14 and 15.
又请你们来读了。
I'm going to ask you to read it out loud again.
十四、十五节。
Verse 14 and 15.
法利赛人。
The Pharisees who love money heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others. But God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight.
好了，这里第十四节告诉我们，这些法利赛人是自轻为义的。
So from verse 14, we understand the righteous Pharisees considered themselves as righteous people.
你也知道他不是单单在这里是这样的给描述的。
It's not only been described in this place.
你记得当他在十字路口去祷告的时候。
As you remember when the Pharisees pray out loud at the crossroad.
哇，我一个星期两次进食。
And they claim they have obeyed fasting twice a week.
然后说了很多很多他的好的地方。
And they give praise to themselves.
然后那边的税吏呢？
And however, the other tax collector,
随中的说，可怜我啊，
and beating on, and beating on his chest, saying, I'm a sinner.
你看到这个景象。
And now when you see the picture,
现在看到这个路加福音十六章的这个十四节的时候。
And then we turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 14.
首先他们听了耶稣讲的事情。
First, they have heard what Jesus has taught.
他们的表现是什么呢?
And what was their reaction? They sneer at Jesus.
讥笑。
They couldn't accept his teaching.
他讥笑这个事就是就是这样的
Sneering, they despise Jesus' teaching.
那我今天喉咙不好，没办法表现得好。
And today I don't have a good throat, and therefore I couldn't act it out.
但是你可以理解我说什么。
But you can understand what I'm trying to say.
就是听了耶稣讲的，其实不赞同的。
It's actually they have heard what Jesus has said, and yet they despise and disagree with it.
我才不会这么笨。
I won't be as stupid as you.
我是爱钱财的人。
I'm the one who treasure money.
我才不会中你的计。
I won't fall into your plot.
将我的不义的钱财找出来。
I won't give away my unrighteous money.
听得懂吗?
Do you understand?
这种的人。
This type of people.
自轻为义。
They think they are righteous.
他们是什么?
Who are they?
光明之子。
They are considered children of light.
光明之子。
They are children of light.
自称为义嘛。
They think they have self-righteousness.
那义就是光明了。
And therefore, if they consider themselves righteous, and therefore they are children of light.
那边那个呢?
And however, the people, the other person,
他自己都说我是可怜的罪人嘛。
He beat on his chest, say, I'm a sinner.
他就是今世之子。
He is the child of this world.
听得懂了吗?
Do you understand now?
现在再来看第八节。
And now we turn to verse 8.
当你看到第八节的时候。
When we read verse 8.
你就明白一个浪费的管家。
And therefore you understand this wasteful manager.
如果他变成一个不义的管家。
And now he is an unrighteous manager.
你要理解他不义的钱财。
And need to understand this unrighteous money.
不义的管家。
Unrighteous manager.
这两个用词是有相通的意义在里面。
These two have some common reasoning between the two.
不义的钱财是什么意思啊?
And what does it mean, the unrighteous money?
应该放出去的。
Which is, means these are considered portion you are supposed to donate.
没有。
And yet, you take hold of it.
不义的管家。
How about this unrighteous manager?
他有才智、能力、聪明。
He does have the resource and talent.
应该做好他管家的工作。
He is supposed to do his duty well.
但是他没有去发挥这个功能。
And yet he did not exercise the talent he's supposed to exercise.
所以他被称为不义的管家。
And therefore he is considered an unrighteous manager.
但是你要理解的，当如果他这个不义的钱财能够用出去的时候
，And however, if you think about this way, if you can actually give away this unrighteous money, put it into a good use,
或者这个不义的管家，如果他本来叫做浪费的管家，浪费主人的东西的，但是如果他能够发挥他应尽的责任，管家的责任。他就不会再做一个不义的管家了。
Now this unrighteous manager, which is called the wasteful manager, he did not use his master's resource wisely. Now, if he truly exercised what he is having to manage, then he won't be considered an unrighteous manager anymore.
我们说第一点是聪明的做事。
First, we need to do things wisely.
不义的钱财在哪里？
And where is this unrighteous money?
因为它没有发挥它的功能。
It's because the money hasn't been put to use.
不义的管家之所以为叫不义的管家，是因为他没有发挥他应尽的管家的责任。
The reason why this manager is called unrighteous manager because he did not exercise the duty is supposed to exercise.
但是如果他好像第九节所说的话
，And however, if he behaves like what verse 9 is talking about,
借着那个不义的钱财
，through this unrighteous money,
结交朋友
，to make friends with others,
到了钱财没有用的时候
，when the money runs out,
他们可以接你到哪里去
？They will welcome you to the proper place.
到哪里
？To where? Where is the place?
永存的帐幕。
Eternal dwelling.
什么叫永存的帐幕呢
？What does it mean? Eternal dwelling.
那我们回到刚才我们所说的十九到三十一节。
Now we, if we turn to verse 19 to verse 31.
我们说第一点是什么
？Do you still remember the very first point?
没有含冤。
There is no crying out unjustice.
有一天，这些法利赛人自称为义的人走到那个地狱里面的时候，他们也不会喊冤的。
One day, those people who consider them are righteous, those Pharisees, when they are sent to Hades, they won't cry out unjust.
因为神给他们有机会成为一个财主。
Because God has given an opportunity.To become a rich person.
只是要他们履行这个犹太人的法律里面的财主分一半给穷人。
It's also called them to exercise the right they need to do, which is give away half of their possession to the poor.
只是需要剩下一半已经很好了，很好了。
It's half of their possession is all they need to do.
但是他们就不肯。
And yet they refuse to do so.
没有全部的一半的捐出去。
They did not give away all the money they are supposed to give.
他们有没有机会到永存的帐幕里面？
Did they have opportunity to the eternal dwellings?
肯定没有机会到亚伯拉罕的怀里面。
At the time, it's too late. They don't have time to go to the bosom of Abraham.
所以你就看到这里主人说这个今世之子做事聪明。
And therefore, when the master say to this, give praise to this manager, say he is wiser than the children of the world.
因为他一发现有人告 他浪费告给告到主人那里去。
Because once he discovers someone has accused him being a wasteful manager to his master,
第二节开始你就知道他在含有管家的那个身份做好好做好一些事情。
Then from verse 2 and on, he truly upholds the role as a manager to properly manage his master's money.
好好准备好为将来来准备。
He truly prepared for the future.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
人生很快就过去了。
Our lifetime goes in a blink of eyes.
我这一趟到香港的那个机场的时候，
when I was in Hong Kong airport,
那个检查我的那个 inspector, 他说哇你是59年出生啊。
And the custom inspector took a look of my passport saying, you were born of 1959.
哇你的相片很年轻，你的样子也很年轻哦。
You look young for the picture, and you also look young.
我说谢谢你。
I say thank you.
我心里想。
And I think to myself,
无论怎么样，我都是已经是58岁的人了。
No matter how I look, I'm still 50. I'm already 58 years old.
我爸爸是86岁到天父那里去了。
My father went to heaven when he was 86 years old.
那我想一下，现在剩下的没有多少咯。
Then I do the math. I say there's not many times left.
我人生过了三分之二咯。
I have spent two-thirds of my life.
人家常常就说，眨眼之间，时间就过去了。
People say in the blinkle of eyes, time flies.
所以你不要太多这样，要不然时间很快过去的。
So let us not blink our eyes too often, because the time really fly really fast.
你就明白时间走得很快的。
As you understand, time flies.
这个管家怎么想？
So how did this manager think?
人家告我浪费。
Someone has accused me of being wasteful.
主人说，你快快将你所有的交代出来。
And my manager is telling me to try to have things ready to give him the account.
我只有这么短短的时间。
I only have a very short time left.
我要为我将来安排。
I need to make the best use of it for the future.
这一个观念对我们每一个都适用的。
This concept applies to all of us.
我记得我以前也是这样的年纪的。
I still remember I was this young.
我也记得我是那样的年纪的。
I still also remember I was this young here.
现在我们是这样的年纪的。
And now we are like this.
很快哦。
Time flies.
所以只有很短的时间。
And so the time is very short.
你要怎么样去安排你的将来？
How are we going to use this short time to manage for the future?
这里说不义的管家。
And now this unrighteous manager.
不义的钱财。
Unrighteous money.
没有将你应该尽的能力去表现出来。
Because they didn't put them into for full use.
将来主人会说我们聪明吗？
Will our master say to us that we are wise?
当然不会嘛。
Of course not.
我们也没办法到永存的帐幕里面。
And we don't have opportunity to go to the eternal dwelling.
到时候你不会喊冤的。
At the time, you won't cry out, say, I'm wrong.
到时候叫我来去给你一点点水呢。
You won't, perhaps at the time, I can give you a fingertip of water.
我告诉你，不会喊冤。
I will tell you, you won't cry out, I'm wronged.
记得这点。
Please remember.
有一天你到了哪里去。
One day when you go to that place.
看到神给你的一切的丰盛的生活。
When you see the abundant life God has given you.
给你一切的机会。
Have given you all the opportunities.
但是你没有履行这个管家的 应有的表现。
However, you didn't take full use and didn't manage them well.
你成为一个浪费的管家。
Then you become a wasteful manager.
你给人家轻微不义的管家了。
Then you will be called an unrighteous manager.
而且你还不会喊冤。
And also, then you won't cry out you have been falsely accused.
因为你说我是deserve to be there.
Because you will say to yourself, I deserve to be here.
很惨哦。
It's such a pity.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
做事要聪明。
That you have to do things wisely.
第二点。
Secondly.
忠心地做事情。
Being faithful.
第十节到十二节。
Verse 10 to verse 12.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read together.
你从第十节，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
什么是大事，什么是小事？
Then what's considered great things and what's considered little things?
看你的心。
It's depend on your heart.
如果你是法利赛人的心。
If you have a heart of Pharisee.
贪爱钱财。
They love money.
爱财如命。
They love money as their own life.
要将一半分给穷人，要你的命哦。
So in order to give half of the money away, it's almost like killing them.
当然是大事了嘛。
Of course, it's considered a big thing.
但是如果说在犹太人的法律里面或者法规里面说有钱人赚一半给穷人。
And however, in the law of Moses that you're supposed to give half of your money away.
你就说哦，这样啊，小事中就做吧。
Then you would think to yourself, oh, this is a little thing. I just do it.
明白没有？
Do you understand that?
所以你看第十节，你就明白什么是大，什么是小。
So from verse by which this is understanding, you will understand what does it consider little, what does it consider much.
你忠心去按照这个事情怎么说你就怎么做，就简单了。
So if you're faithful to the teaching, then you just follow the teaching.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财付给你们呢？托付给你们。
So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches?
你就可以看到，当我们明白什么叫不义的钱财的时候。
And therefore, when we have a good understanding of what is considered an unrighteous money,
这一句话就很容易明白了。
Then we can have a good understanding of this verse.
倘若你在应该捐出去的捐出去的那一半的钱捐出去的话，
If you truly obey the command, donate half of your possession to the poor.
但是如果你不忠心，
And however, if you are not faithful,
神还不会会不会交钱给你去管呢？
Will God continue to give you more possession for you to manage?
交一个责任给你去管呢？
To give you a responsibility to manage?
因为你这样就变成真正的一个浪费的管家。
Because if much is going to be given to you, then you will truly be a wasteful manager.
你就成为一个不义的管家。
Then you will become an unrighteous manager.
没有主人愿意交他的家财给一个不义的管家去管的。
No master is willing to give their possession to be managed by unrighteous manager.
十二节。
Verse 12.
倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还能把自己的东西交给你们呢？
If you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?
什么叫别人的东西啊？
And what does it mean, someone else's property?
别人是谁？
Who is this someone else?
别人是谁？
Who is this someone?
从我们现在已经明白的内容来说，
By the context of what we have understood,
别人就是 穷人。
Someone else's is the poor.
因为不义的钱财本来应该属于穷人的。
Because all this unrighteous money actually belonged to the poor.
因为现在没有捐出去，才变成不义的钱财嘛，对吗
？Because you did not give away, and therefore this portion left is considered unrighteous.
但是这个是别人的东西嘛
？And however, this money is actually belong to someone else.
如果你愿意这样做，别人的东西，如果你不忠心的话，谁就是谁，当然在神还会主人呢，还会将这个东西交托给你去管理呢。
If you have not been trustworthy with someone else's money, then how would the master give you the money which belonged to your own?
所以从十、十一、十二节
，and therefore from verse 10, 11, and 12,
讲的就是忠心
，is to talk about being faithful.
所以我们不单只要聪明的做事情
，and therefore we not only need to be wise,
还要忠心的做事情
，also need to be faithful.
忠心有对象的
，when we talk about faithful, we need to have an object.
十三节就将这个对象告诉我。
And verse 13 tell us the object of whom we should be faithful to.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
A servant cannot serve two masters.
哪两个呢
？And who are those two?
又要有钱。
That one perhaps one is money.
又说，哎呀，我要跟从神
，and also think, oh, I should follow the God.
不可能的
，there's no way.
原来马门跟神是两个不同的东西
，and Mammon and God, they are two different in nature.
你看，不可能啊，不可能是没有对象的。
It because if you put in In two, you cannot focus in any one of them.
你的忠心是针对哪一边呢
？And whom is the one you pay your attention to?
对法利赛人来说
，to the Pharisees,
他们贪爱钱财
，they love their money.
肯定马门是他们忠心的对象
，they treat Mammon as the one they should pay loyalty to.
所以出现了很多不义的钱财
，and therefore they possess a lot of unrighteous money.
但是他们也是有神的民族
，and yet they are considered a race of God.
他们定出
belonging to God，
定出很多个规定
，and they have set many rules and regulations.
都是想要跟从神
，they the rules and regulations to follow God.
他们自己也说我是法利赛，是分别为圣，为神而分别为圣的。
And they also call themselves Pharisee, which means separate from the rest of the world to follow God.
有没有可能
？Is it possible then?
忠心于两个主。
If you want to pay loyalty to two masters,
我们刚才看财主。与拉撒路都的比喻的时候
，When we see the parable of the rich man and Lazarus，
第二点叫什么
？Do you still remember the second point？
在你我之间有深渊限定的。
There is a great chasm between the two。
你要么就在亚伯拉罕的怀里
，You are either in the bosom of Abraham，
要么就是在下面受苦刑
，Or you will be suffering down in Hades。
不能一脚。踏两船的
，You cannot be in both places at same time.
你的中心一定要找到其中一个的主人。
You must find the right master to be faithful to.
要么就是马门，要么就是神。
Either Mammon or God.
你自己选择。
You need to make a choice.
你要聪明的去做。
You need to make the decision wisely.
你要忠心的去做。
You need to do it faithfully.
免得你以后会不会喊冤呢
？Unless you won't cry out unfair at the end.
不要做一个浪费的管家。
Don't be an wasteful manager.
第三点。
Thirdly,
就要努力的去做。
Do it with effort.
第十六节告诉我们。
Verse 16 goes like this.
他说：“律法和先知到约翰为止，从此上帝国的福音传开了。”人人努力 要进去。
The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone forcing their way into it.
怎么要去努力去做呢？
And how can we force our way to do it?
你要理解到，在犹太人来说。
And please understand, in the understanding of the Jewish background,
以前有律法跟先知。
They did have the law and the prophets.
但是耶稣来了。
And now Jesus came.
耶稣来了就有福音了。
And when Jesus came, he brought forth the gospel.
但是这个福音来了之后。
And however, after the coming of the gospel,
我们人要努力去进去的。
Now we need to pay an effort and force ourselves to get into it.
你要理解到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
You need to understand the bosom of Abraham.
要去永存的帐幕里面。
You need to think, focus your mind to go into the eternal dwelling.
不单只是聪明做，不单只是忠心去做，还要努力去做的。
Not only need to be wise and being faithful, you also need to force yourself to put effort to get into it.
你不要以为就可以很容易就进到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
Don't you think it's easy of being in the bosom of Abraham?
耶稣在这里怎么去解释这个事情呢？
And what is Jesus trying to say here?
十七节。
Verse 17.
他说天地废去，叫被律法的一点一划落空还容易。
It is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than the least stroke of a pen to drop out of the law.
这里讲得很清楚的一个事情。
It is clearly being manifest here.
天地废去。
That heaven and earth will disappear.
对我们来说是世界末日了，大事情了。
To us, this is a great big deal, the end of the world.
但是他说，耶稣怎么说呢？但是这个比较起来。
And yet Jesus say, yet in comparison.
比较就是律法写下来。
Which is comparing to the law.
一点一划都不能废去。
The least stroke of a pen to drop out of the law.
写下什么？
And what was the law about?
财主要分一半给穷人。
That is, you need to give half of your possession away if you're a rich man.
要不然就成为不义的钱财。
Then,If not, what you have is considered unrighteous money.
我刚才已经说了，是大事还是小事，看你的心。
So then you need to think whether this is a big thing, much or little, it all depends on your heart.
但是你要理解，当人不努力去做的话。
And however, if you find out if people are not putting their endeavor into it,
是不容易的。
Then it's not easy. It's not easy to do.
等等，是不是有奉献了？
Do we have offering later?
你的支票要写多一个零的话。
And now if you put actual zero on your check,
你的手都在抖了。
Then you start to shake your hand.
本来神的恩典给你是满满的。
Of course, God has given you full blessing.
你加两个零都可以的。
And actually, you can put more zero, it's fine.
但是你加一个零已经在抖了。
And however, if you just put one more zero, you start shaking.
你要努力啊！拿着手。
That you really need to put force yourself to do it.
真的要努力的。
Yes, indeed, we need to force ourselves.
遵守神的话语。
To obey God's command.
遵守的诫命。
To follow His command.
要爱仇敌。
And for instance, love your enemies.
我看到他背后，我已经想要打他了。
And if you see the one with the, on his back, you already start to furious. And now God asked me to love the enemy.
那个是灭了我的国家的那个罗马人。
And now those Roman who have destroyed our nation.
他要我搬一里路的东西。
And this Roman soldier asked me to walk with him for, to carry his stuff for a mile.
我还要替他多拿一里路。
And how could I to carry one more mile for him?
你有问题啊。
Are you crazy?
怎么可能啊。
How could this be?
人家打你这边，你说再打再打。
If someone slap your face this side, you say, come, how about this side too?
哎呀，信耶稣信到有问题。
You trust Jesus too much, you become crazy now.
你说这个神的话语是有，不是神性，是神经就才是。
And you say, this is not God's word, this is a word of crazy.
所以做基督徒不容易的。
So therefore, it's hard to be a Christian.
要努力。
You must force yourself to walk on this way.
但是我们为什么不努力去做呢？
And is there any reason why we don't force ourselves to do it?
十八节告诉我们原因。
Because verse 18 explains why.
我看十八节非常奇怪的放在这里的。
It's very odd to have verse 18 in this place.
我们从第一节到十七节讲得好好的。
From verse 1 to verse 17, all makes sense now.
19到31节讲得好好的。
And from verse 19 to verse 31, it sounds reasonable too now.
突然之间18节出现，我都不知道怎么意思。
And right here, a very odd verse appeared on verse 18.
凡休妻的、另娶的，就是犯奸淫；娶被休的妻的，也是犯奸淫。
All of a sudden, verse 18, anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery. The man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. What does this mean?
突然今天这句话在这里有什么意思?
All of a sudden, this appeared out of blue.
我刚才已经说那个大主教看了，就是这一段是紧张。
Like I mentioned before, this bishop considers this passage as a chapter.
我也知道路加在写路加福音的时候不会傻乎乎的加了一句没意思的在这里的。
And I believe Dr. Luke is not someone crazy who all of a sudden add a verse out of blue here.
对不对？一定有意思。
There must be some meaning here.
没有意思是我们想不出来而已。
If we think this is odd, it must be a problem of ours.
而且一定跟前文上文下理有关系的。
And there must be a reason why put in here. There must be a reason of putting a context here.
我就发现十七节那里说律法一点一话都不能废去。
Now if we look verse 18, that the least stroke of a pen to drop out of the law here.
十八节这里讲到这句话。
And verse 18 says,
也是律法里面曾经提过的一节的内容。
Because verse 18 has something to do with the law.
就是说不能休妻。
That is, do not divorce.
你都可以理解到有些人跟耶稣说，哎，我们能不能够休妻啊？
Then you will understand someone approach Jesus and say, can we divorce our wives?
耶稣怎么说?
Then what did Jesus reply?
神所设立的,神所配合的,人不能分开。
Whoever God put together, man cannot separate them.
他们就觉得很有理啊。没有啊,摩西也让我们写休书就可以休妻咯。
And they disagreed. They say, well, Moses allowed us to divorce our wives, and therefore we do have a right to divorce our wives.
记不记得这段?
Do you still remember this passage?
耶稣怎么说?
What was the reply from Jesus?
记得吗?
Do you still remember?
耶稣说, 因为你们心硬。
Jesus said, because you are stubborn.
是什么意思啊?
And what does it mean?
你已经想要休了你的妻子。
Because you have already determined to divorce your wives.
你找的任何的理由都可以休她的。
You already made your mind, and therefore you will find all sorts of reason to support your decision.
不生孩子呢?
For instance, not to have children.
不跟我做爱呢?
Not to make love with me.
身材太胖了。
She's too fat.
不煮饭给我吃了。
She doesn't cook.
煮得出来又不好吃了。
Even if she cook, doesn't taste good.
总之有很多的理由的。
Or the husbands can find all sorts of reasons.
你的心已经硬了。
The husband already made up the mind.
准要 推她走。
And already determined to kick the wives out.
你要知道，摩西是一个聪明人。
You have to understand, Moses is actually a very wise person.
明知你们这个心硬的人。
That Moses already knew some husbands already have a stubborn heart.
总要折磨你的妻子到死为止的啦。
Well, if you don't allow those husbands to divorce, the husband is trying to punish the wife until her death.
所以他说，好好好，你写休书，要给他一年要多少钱，也要怎么照顾他的生活，这样呢，你就休吧。
And therefore, Moses said, all right, to give you a way out, I'm going to give you a right to write divorce letter to also give the wife support after your divorce.
原来休书是保障女方的权利。
And actually, write a divorce letter is to preserve the right for the wife.
是要保障那个女生以后还可以生活。
To protect women so they can continue to have a living afterwards.
免得她的生活以后更惨。
So to prevent the future misery of the wives.
但是这里已经说明了。
And however, it is very clear.
神的那个律法不能改变。
That God's law won't change.
已经说明你是财主，就要捐一半出去。
It's already stated, if you are considered rich, you need to give away half of your possessions.
你就要做了。
You need to do it.
努力去做。
How to do it? Forcefully to do it.
你看，当那个撒该救恩临到他的家的时候，他很自愿的，我捐一半给穷人。
As you remember the story of Zacchaeus, once he received the salvation, he gave away half of his possession naturally.
你再看那个刚才说财主与拉撒路的故事。
And now we remember the story between the Lazarus and the rich man.
第三点。
The third point.
就是救恩是人人公平的。
That salvation is giving to all. We all have the equal footing to receive salvation.
按照他们当时的情况。
According to their circumstance.
只要他们遵守律法与先知。
As long as they follow the teaching of the law and the prophets.
他们就得救了。
Then they will be saved.
他们就作为一个忠心、良善、聪明的管家。
And then they can become a faithful and wise manager.
你呢？
How about you?
你想一下，今天你聪明吗？
Are you wise today?
你今天忠心地对着我们的神吗？
Are you faithful to our God today?
你有没有真的努力去做？
Are you doing this forcefully?
过去神在你生命当中。
In the past, God has display his mercy in your life.
有很多次呼召你全时间去侍奉他。
He has called you to serve him full time.
你现在是努力去做好，其他只要不要全职就可以了。
And now you are trying to your best to do something else as long as you do not minister full time.
在人的外面看你，你是光明之子。
From parents, people will view you as the child of light.
但十五节怎么说？
And yet, verse 15 goes,
你的心神是知道的。
That God knows your heart.
究竟你现在在哪个光景？
Now, where are you now?
神是清楚的不得了。
And God knows very well.
你有没有忠心？
Are you faithful?
你有没有聪明？
Are you wise?
你有没有努力？
Have you put effort?
神都知道。
God knows.
求主帮助我们不要做一个浪费的管家。
May God help us not to be a wasteful manager.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
当我们看到你的话语的时候。
When we see your word.
我们就明白原来你要对我们说话。
Now we understand you are actually speaking to us.
你要对我们这个硬心的人说话。
You are speaking to us who have stubborn heart.
有时候我们不是不知道你的律法。
A lot of time we do understand your law.
我们不是不知道你的旨意。
It's not we don't understand your will.
我们只是没有聪明的去做。
We just didn't follow it with wisdom.
我们没有忠心的去做。
We didn't do it faithfully.
我们更加没有努力的去做。
And even more that we didn't do it with effort.
求主帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us.
帮助我们要好好的去做好。
Help us to do it well.
有一天我们到你永存的帐幕里面去。
For one day, we are going to your eternal dwelling place.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.